Guess who's back, 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 back again, again, again. Lyrics back, tell a friend, ay, ay. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Na, 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 na. All right. What up, y'all? I'm back. By forceful demand, may I say. It's been a rough couple of months. Last y'all heard, obviously, had a baby, did a little bit of a follow-up, talked about my my birth story, basically my labor and delivery. He's 9 months now, cannot believe it. Time's going by way too fast. And he'll be one in September, so it's definitely exciting to see him grow and develop and things like that. All right, so enough with that. Let's get down to what I really want to talk about today. I want to talk about gathering the Karens and the Bobs, because it seems like every day on social media, there's a story that's coming out about the Karens and the Bobs doing some outrageous things to Black people, or saying some outrageous things to Black people. And, you know, I don't really post much about my opinion on that topic on my social media, just because I have coworkers and stuff on my social media. So I try to monitor and limit certain things that I say, just so that it doesn't bite me in the ass in the end. You know what I'm saying? So I keep that to a minimum, but I'm definitely seeing it, and I definitely need to address it because it's been festering inside of me for quite some time. Bring all the Karens and the Bobs to the front of the congregation so that they can be properly addressed as such. Okay. We got to talk. We got to talk, Karens. We got to talk, Bobs, because y'all are out here letting y'all president get y'all beat the hell up. Okay. Don't let your president gas you up, because we are not the same Black people from the 1960s, 50s, 40s, and so on. Okay. We are not our ancestors. We are not our grandparents. You will catch these hands if you get out of line. Number one, just because you got one little Black friend from your job that you go after work with and drink beers and hit the ball with, or play golf with, or watch football with, okay, does not mean automatically you have this massive, undenying love for Black people. Stop using that little one Black friend as your card. That is not your get out of jail free card. That's not your, but I have Black friends. We're not doing that, Karen. Mm-mm. That is not going to get you far with us. Okay? And half the time, your one little Black friend is just as Karen-ish as you. So both y'all gonna get beat up. Okay? So I don't use that no more. Don't use that. Number two, y'all using this N-word a little too loosely for my liking, okay? And then y'all excuse is, but y'all say it. You know what? We as Black people, we should probably stop saying it. And I know that's a debate that goes honestly nowhere every time I hear it, or every time I am around, you know, conducting it with my friends. But just because we say it, it's a name y'all gave us that was supposed to be derogatory, that was supposed to make us feel down, that was supposed to make us hate our Black skin. And we flipped it on y'all and turned it into something that we making money off in music, money off of rap, and talking about it with our friend. We turned it into something for us. You understand? So now that y'all done given us the word, we done flipped it for our own benefit. And, you know, we using it like, you know what? It is what it is. If that's what you want to call us, that's what you want to call us. Now we doing that. Now you want the word back? No, Karen and Bob, you cannot have the word back. It's too late. No backseat. Stop trying to be little Indian givers. Y'all mad because we turned it into something real. Okay. And y'all want to be down with the click. Nope. Bloop, sorry. And for those of us that, you know, like to get a little technical, the N-word technically means an ignorant individual. So, okay, anybody could be considered the N-word, not just a black person. Just saying. Next, okay, you can't love our music, love our food, especially our seasoning, love our skin, how it glows and how it's, you guys look great for your age. You can't do all of that behind closed doors no more. Stop it. Okay? Because by you doing it behind closed doors, it's not benefiting us. So when we're rallying and we're protesting and we are proudly being black and you're trying to quote unquote support us, but you're only doing it behind closed doors, it don't count to us. It don't count. So if you're a Karen or a Bob, but you like certain things about our culture, certain things about our music or things like that, or just us in general, don't be afraid to express it. Stop allowing what society for centuries has tried and for most of you successfully conditioned you to believe. Most of you believe that black men are these big, scary, barbaric men that need to be locked in cages and killed. No. Black men are not all barbaric. And to be quite honest with you, most of the serial killers and mass murderers and rapists and things like that, pedophiles, are Caucasian. I watch the ID channel. I know. When I see an episode with a black man on it, I be like, yo, word? And no, I'm not talking about First 48, because half the time, half of them, yes, they are black. But I'm talking about on the ID channel when they do the serious, serious stuff, okay? You don't know what I'm talking about, or you curious, tune into it. Channel 123 on Files, okay? And then also, all black women are not ghetto. Now, on the flip side, black women, these reality TV shows do not help us out. Love and Hip Hop, The Housewives, or this, that, and the third. Those shows don't really help us proclaim and portray our blackness. I personally don't even watch those shows because it's like every time you turn around, somebody's fighting, somebody's throwing a drink, flipping the table. Let's show how we really are. Let's show how we grind and we work and we support our kids and we take care of our men. We take care of our parents, our grandparents, how educated we are, how driven we are, how determined we are. Let's portray that. Let's put that on the forefront because other races don't see that. And because they don't see that, they think they have the one up on us because they think that fighting and being ignorant and ghetto and loud is all we know how to do. So that's a little tidbit for us black women, black community as a whole. But back to the Karens and Bobs. We like to listen to our music loud in our cars, okay? So when you pull up to us or we pull up to you with the red light, you got your windows down, we pull up to you blasting up Meek Mills. Listen, okay? That's just what we do. It was a kid that actually got killed because the white man felt like his music was too loud. I believe it was at a gas station. If I'm wrong, somebody, you know, hit me up, let me know, correct me. But I believe it, he was a teenager somewhere in the South and the dude killed him. We listen to our music loud. That's just what we do. I bet if we was in our cars listening to your country music or your pop music or whatever it is that you guys indulge in, it would have been all right. But because we're listening to our own music, you know, and it's most of the time, yeah, it's a little graphic, a little ruggish, thuggish, ratchet, ghetto, yes. But that's how we express our creativity. That's how we, sometimes that's how we get out our emotions. You know, sometimes music, for most black people that I know anyway, music helps us through a lot of situations. Heartbreak, death, mourning, happiness, all those emotions. So it's just like, it's not fair. Let me just get down to the point here. It's not fair that there are Karens and Bobs in this world. And, you know, every day social media exposes more and more and more. It's sad because the anger that they have towards Black people really isn't true anger, though. It's not knowledgeable anger. Let me say that. It's not knowledgeable anger. What it is the lack of knowledge of Black people, of Black culture. Instead of learning about Black people, taking the time to get to know Black people and Black culture, they rather just go with what they see on television or the bad things that they hear in the news or the one crackhead Tyrone that they see that panhandles in their neighborhood. You can't do that because then you are throwing us all into the same category as those individuals. But yet, y'all are the same ones that don't want to be characterized and grouped yourselves. So I think that when it comes down to everything that's going on right now with racism and Black Lives Matter, you know, we all have to be understanding and open-minded and willing to learn and understand one another. If we're not doing that, we're going to constantly bump heads. We're going to constantly be at war with each other. And no one is ever going to get anywhere. You know, it doesn't help that people within leadership instigate these race wars. And most of them pretend like it's not even happening. It's sick. But let it be one of their kids. Now all hell break loose because now it's a real problem. Man, bye. All we can do is to continue to be empathetic. You know, be understanding, be loving, be caring. You can't pick and choose when you want to be loving to someone based on their color. That's not fair. It's not right. And it's crazy because majority Black people are not like that. Your Black family could be having a barbecue right now and you invite one of your friends from the opposite race. May it be Hispanic, may it be white, Asian, whatever. If that friend shows up to the barbecue, your Black family is going to welcome them into that barbecue with love. Nothing but family love. That friend gonna be sitting there, you know, maybe being a little uncomfortable because obviously they're the only one there. They're the eyeball out. One of your cousins gonna talk to them and engage in the conversation. Your mama gonna tell them, you better go make your own plate. Somebody gonna say, yo, hand me a beer. Oh, you wanna play football? That's just how we were brought up. We were brought up with loving tendencies and caring tendencies, but most other races don't see it because they don't give us the opportunity to show it. So, I mean, yeah, we got a lot as a human race. We got a lot to think about, but the Karens and the Bobs, y'all really getting out of control and out of order. And I need y'all to really get it together before y'all continue to get gathered. And let me tell you something. One thing about Black people, we will gather you up, child. We will gather you up. We will get you all the way together, honey. All the way. So, and we'll tell everybody we did it, okay? Our aunties, uncles, cousins, everybody gonna know how we gathered up a Karen or a Bob that day. So if you don't want to be the topic of discussion or spread across social media with over 2,000 views, you might want to go order something. Dear white people or something, I don't know. But y'all need to get it together. Okay? Thank you.